Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is February the 22nd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Deuteronomy chapters 4 to 6, the greatest commandment in the Bible. After 40 years of wandering in the desert, Moses dutifully carried out God's instructions to reiterate and remind the Israelites about their journey so far and teach them God's law as their preparation to enter the promised land. Obedience to God's law should be a priority, as in the words of Moses, as we read in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. After introducing God's law, Moses reviews the Ten Commandments with the Israelites. And by way of concluding his teaching of God's commandments, Moses then proclaims the greatest commandment ever mentioned in the Bible. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 and 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. The first and greatest commandment of God's law is that we love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. This love should include four crucial components. 1. Sincere. We must love God from our hearts and not in lip service and empty words. Number 2. Strong. We must love God passionately, surpassing all our other emotions. Number 3. Shrewd. We must love God with all our understanding and reasoning power. And number 4. Superlative. We must love God above anybody or anything else in our lives. In the New Testament, our Lord Jesus Christ confirmed this fact. And we read this in the passage in Matthew chapter 22, verses 35 to 40. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, "Teacher, which is a great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." In order to please God, let us focus all our energy in loving God truly in all areas of our lives, reflected by fearing God, obeying all that He has commanded us, and by loving others. If we do that, we will fulfill God's longing for us mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29. "Oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me, and always keep my commandments, that it might be well with them and with their children forever."